With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. Cayman households are getting help with electricity bills that were set to jump more than 70% this summer due to the U.S.-Israeli war with Iran that's driving up global fuel prices. Premier the Honorable Andre Ebanks says government's relief plan targets both immediate and long-term solutions.
We are going to act before the summer bills arrive, not after. This is not simply a crisis response. It is the first step in a long-term plan to make Cayman's energy system more efficient, more resilient, and more affordable for every household. We are dealing not just with symptoms, but with the root causes.
Starting in June, fuel import duties will be waived and a rate cap protects residential customers. Home Affairs Minister, the Honorable Nicholas DaCosta, says the package delivers savings across the board.
The NCFC government has put together an approximately $9 million relief package that will benefit households in multiple ways. A direct subsidy to lower electricity bills, help at the pumps with propane for cooking.
Average households could save up to $105 a month. The plan includes expansion to the CHEER home efficiency program and a push towards solar generation to permanently reduce exposure to global oil shocks. The 2025 annual crime and traffic statistics show a drop in traffic summons and fewer deaths, but the Royal Cayman Islands Police Service says speeding remains a top concern. Here's Radio Cayman's Jeffy Ebanks.
Traffic data for 2025 shows a 12% fall in traffic summons, with 6,877 issued. That's 959 fewer than in 2024. While speeding offenses declined, police recorded increases in mobile phone violations and illegal tint. Chief Superintendent Brad Ebanks cautioned that fewer tickets don't necessarily indicate safer roads, noting that officers are spending more time at major accident scenes when collisions rise, reducing enforcement capacity. Speeding remains a major issue, with 62% of offenders traveling 15 miles per hour or more above the limit, and over half recorded at 50 miles or higher. The highest speed recorded was 85 miles per hour. Quarterly operations such as Operation Clyro and Operation Winter Guardian were major contributors to enforcement efforts. Despite that, there were 277 DUI prosecutions, slightly fewer than in 2024. Most offenders were significantly above the legal limit, and alcohol contributed to serious crashes. Motor vehicle accidents rose to 3,408, including 6 fatal crashes. Chief Superintendent Ebanks said even one road death is too many. Jeffy Ebanks, Radio Cayman News.
You can find the full report at rcips.ky. And in court news, a trial date has been set for Garth Wood, who faces charges of permitting two ferocious dogs to roam freely in Northside. There was an alleged incident on March 30th, and he's been charged under the Animal Act. He's pleaded not guilty, with a trial scheduled for July. And Leroy Armstrong Henry is facing a trial after being charged with obtaining property by deception. The allegations involve several victims who were told rooms were available to rent, and he allegedly collected more than $1,000 from 4 different individuals. A trial is scheduled for late August. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Moira Alderson. Oil prices have again risen sharply, with Brent crude at one point reaching $126 a barrel, its highest figure in 4 years. The leap follows reports that the US may be planning new strikes on Iran. Pro-Palestinian activists say a flotilla of more than 50 boats carrying aid to Gaza has been intercepted by Israeli military patrols in international waters near Greece. The organisers called the move illegal. The Israeli military has issued a new evacuation warning for people living in 8 towns in Lebanon, outside the region in the south that Israel has occupied. A blockade around the Malian capital, Bamako, is tightening. The Al-Qaeda-affiliated jihadist group Jenin has closed several routes into the city. It follows coordinated attacks by jihadists and separatists at the weekend. Amnesty International has accused the Ugandan government of murdering, kidnapping and carrying out acts of torture on members of the opposition during this year's general election. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says he'll seek more details from Washington on a proposal by Russia for a ceasefire on May the 9th, when Moscow holds its Second World War commemorations. Mr. Zelensky said he needed to clarify whether this was just about a few hours of security for the parade. BBC News.